Okay, Stu Taylor, and nice to have you all with us as we start in on today's show. And I know there are so many people who are involved in divorce and will find out what the statistics are, and it just seems to be almost always a messy situation and at best an uncomfortable situation. We're here to talk about it is Angie Hollier. She is the author of The Wiser Divorce, Positive Strategies for Your Next Best Life, and it is published by Megève Press, M-E-G-E-V-E, a little bit of a French twist. And just a little bit about Angie. She's the founder and managing partner of Hollier and Lawrence, ranked the number one family law firm in Arizona by Ranking Arizona, where practice includes complex divorce and legal separation, business issues, incident to divorce, spousal maintenance, appellate work, and paternity suits. She's been named as a super lawyer by superlawyers.com ever since 2007. And a number of awards, and her book is certainly available right now in paperback. Angie, welcome to the show, and I'm delighted to say I don't need your services.
Well, hello, Stu. I'm glad to be with you, and I'm glad you don't. But unfortunately, many people do.
Yeah, they certainly do. And, you know, you're writing about a subject, I think about it, and projection and thinking about how other people deal with something like this. And it's not just a marriage that can go wrong, but the divorce proceedings can be even worse than the marriage going wrong, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, the divorce can just go horribly wrong. It can rob you financially. It can take all your emotions out of you, and it can really inflict a cost on your kids, your family, and your friends.
What percentage? What are the latest numbers? I mean, I'm always looking for numbers for obesity, mainly because I'm a thin guy, so it doesn't startle me to see the numbers in obesity. I'm also happily married, but what is the percentage of marriages that end up in divorce?
It's still about 50% for the first marriages, and that varies at different geographical locations around the United States. Arizona is one of the has one of the highest divorce rates, so does California. But then it gets higher for each successive marriage you have.
You know, your job as an attorney obviously is to try to work through with your clients the best possible terms of settlement, and you'll get into some of the ramifications of it. But how much training do you have to have in addition to being an attorney to practice maybe as a psychotherapist, a psychoanalyst, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, in order to have these people who are engulfed in trauma approach you? How does the process begin with you basically settling them down? And I know a certain percentage are amicable, but a lot aren't.
Right, they aren't. Divorce attorneys are psychologists a lot, and sometimes we refer people to get their own counseling. But one of the things I try to do from the very beginning is get people to understand that their divorce is a series of strategic decisions. And the goal of those strategic decisions is to get you to the next best part of your life, so that when you end this process, which, you know, divorce is really just ending a marriage contract at its core, you set those strategic decisions and you get on with your life. That's the first thing people need to know.
Yeah, Angie Hollier joining us here this morning. The book is The Wiser Divorce, Positive Strategies for Your Next Best Life. I hope you don't need the book, but apparently 50% of the people out there might. If you could sell 50% of the population, I think I should have a bestseller. Angie, the old adage it seems to be that the two principal reasons for divorce, I don't know if it's changed. Number one, money. Number two, sex. Does that still hold?
You know, sometimes I think now that social media is up there in the top. It's amazing the number of people who come to us who have found misdeeds of their spouse by looking at their emails, looking at their iPhones. So, and money a lot. And sometimes, you know, it's just that people grew apart. They married very young, stayed together for the kids, and when the kids are gone, they look at each other and say, you know, we aren't having that much fun.
Yeah, and I always listen to people and I think, oh, you know, we make a great couple because opposites attract. And then the other side says, you know, we make a great couple because we have a lot in common. In your research and dealing with all of these, there is no real conclusion to that, is there?
There really isn't. You know, here's the bottom line. And I think divorce gets a bad rap because for people who need to go through a divorce to be happy in life, I mean, this is actually a happy, great thing. And, you know, society, we still whisper and gossip, oh, my gosh, they're getting a divorce. So I really hope one of the things that comes out of this book is that people look at divorce as something that's happening to a lot of people in life, and it doesn't need to be such a shunning, embarrassing event.
Yeah, it seems that this is starting to develop as a trend. You know, how you have ceremonies for marriage and weddings. A lot of this is being celebrated in the form of an event to celebrate a divorce.
Well, yeah, and it should be celebrated because two formerly unhappy people are now finding a way to go on with their life and be happy. But again, so much of what comes in your next best life is based on how you walk and act and talk through your divorce. So those are the, you know, those are the things I want people to look at. What are the strategies as you go through this process? What are the myths about going through this process that should be dispelled?
There's no way you can answer this question. So people listening may be saying, hey, stupid, why are you asking it if there's no way to answer it? But how many cases have you handled and what have been the results after the divorce in the majority of those cases? Or once the case is ended, you just move on to the next case?
Right. Well, I have probably, I mean, I've handled hundreds, maybe I've tried to count, maybe it's 400, 500 divorces. And I do follow up with people afterwards. And in the book, I do tell a lot of stories about people I've stayed in touch with. And there's some amazing stories. I mean, people that come in to me the first time and their faces are down and they may be crying, men and women, you know, or they're angry. And then if they follow my advice and walk through this the right way, at the end, they have things going on in their life they never thought possible. You know, stay-at-home moms becoming artists and having shows. People, you know, I had another gal who was an accountant and totally changed her life around and became a spiritual healer and did a documentary. So I see wonderful things happen with people in their lives at the end of the divorce.
So you can conclusively say that you can have a happy life after the divorce. There isn't any hedging on that, correct?
No hedging. Right. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book.
How often is it, and pardon my naivety, I'm just really not familiar with divorce proceedings, that the couple go to the same attorney in order to reconcile the estate, the situation, et cetera, and how often do each have their own attorney?
Yeah, most of the time people have their own attorney because there's some ethics issues sometimes with one attorney representing both people. However, there's a lot of mediation available where two people can go without attorneys just to, you know, one person, whether it's another attorney or another mediator professional, and try to get it done. But there are so many methods now for getting your case settled without going to court. Good attorneys, we handle divorces like a series of board meetings. You sit down, you have meetings, you go away with to-do items, you come back together, and after a few of those, you settle. That's a good divorce.
Angie, have you ever been in a situation, and I know it's not your job description, but have you ever been in a situation where you feel the marriage could be saved by speaking to one of the partners, the one you represent, and have actually gone in and tried to be a facilitator in saving that marriage, or does that just not work?
No, I mean, it happens sometimes, and good attorneys will pick up on that. I actually had a client recently. We were at the very end of the mediation process, and it came out of her mouth that, you know what, she really didn't want this divorce. So we stopped it and took time, the other attorney and I, to let them talk to see if there was something that could be saved. I mean, people do reconcile, and sometimes it's just the filing of the divorce that makes people sit up and think, wow, I'm not acting the way I should in my marriage. I want to save this.
Angie Hallier joining us. I want to spell her last name for those who have never been to France. H-A-L-L-I-E-R. The book is The Wiser Divorce, Positive Strategies for Your Next Best Life. I'm happy to say, and I don't mean this as, you know, anything negative, it's not a book for me, but it's got to be a book for 50% of the people out there, so go out and get it. Or maybe it is a book for me because maybe there's somebody I know whom I could administer advice to, so maybe I'll take that statement back. The biggest issues in a marriage, if you don't have kids, we can address that, but if you do, I mean, to me it would just seem, and this is just so gut-wrenching to think about it, when you see the kids of parents who are going through a divorce, the pain is inescapable, isn't it?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, this ticks me off most. when I'm working on divorces, and that's people who tell me that their children are their number one priority, and yet they do things that hurt their children and will impact those children for years to come. And you know who should win in a divorce if you have kids? The kids should win in a divorce, and you should give them the gift of co-parenting after the divorce so they still feel like they have a family, even if it looks different. So that is my hot button, too.
Do you ever bring the kids into the situation? I mean, have you ever addressed the kids yourself?
No, we don't do that. And, you know, it's just not the right thing for the legal process, especially the attorneys, to talk to the children. But we certainly get them to counselors. We get them to therapeutic interventionists if there's an issue with one parent that the relationship needs to be restored. And that's always good for the kids to have someone else to talk to.
You're based in Arizona. Can you handle divorces outside of the state, or virtually all of them in Arizona?
No, virtually all of them in Arizona.
All right. So for people who are, well, to get the book, you all know how to get the book if you hear these shows for years. But for people who are thinking of moving to Arizona or perhaps have any questions, what you want to give out a website?
Yes. My office website is HallierLaw.com, and the book website is thewiserdivorce.com. And I will tell you, we have some forms, free download forms on the website that will be helpful to anyone in any state about inventorying not just assets, but the emotions, the things you gained from your marriage, what you won't take forward, what you will take forward, and what are the things you didn't have in your marriage that you want to have going forward.
Can you stay with us for another segment so I can
yes.
address some of those?
Yeah.
All right. This is Stu Taylor. The Wiser Divorce, Positive Strategies for Your Next Best Life. Angie Hallier, H-A-L-L-I-E-R. Mejav Press, M-E-G-E-V-E. We'll return